The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it's Ethel, and I'm back on the Artist of the Month section on J-Top 10. I hope you haven't missed me last month because I wasn't available to do the episode, but thankfully Andy stepped right in, and also because it was Andy's pick of the month, so he decided to host. In today's episode, we will be talking about pop-punk band Flow, which was actually selected by one of our producers on the show, Amanda. Now, for most of you, you might actually be quite familiar with this band, especially if you've been listening to J-pop music or J-rock music since the early 2000s, or if you're an absolutely big anime fan. So for those who do not know, Flow is a rock alternative pop-punk band signed to Sony Music Entertainment sub-label Kiun Music, which has a roster that includes Asian Kung Fu Generation, Kanabun, Puffy, and my January Artist of the Month pick, Nico Touches the Walls. So Flow formed in 1993 with brothers Koshi and Takeshi Asakawa. By 2000, all five members of the group had finally formed the band that we now know today as Flow. It was during this time that the group transitioned from just being an ordinary cover band to actually writing and singing their own songs. The group's first indie release was in 2003 with Okuru Kotoba, which did very well on the Oricon charts, sticking around for up to 23 weeks. And as I've said before, Flow is very, very well known in the world of anime, and they've actually released their third best album that was titled Anime Best in the year 2011. The album features songs from their debut until 2011, featured in a lot of anime series such as Code Geass, Eureka 7, and Naruto. Since the release of this album, the band has released even more songs that have been used as either opening or ending themes in several other animes in Japan. Just last year in 2018, Flow went on their 15th anniversary tour titled the Anime Shibari Tour. During this performance around the world, a majority of their setlist was made up of their most popular songs featured in animes. Flow has contributed to a lot of animes over the years, but maybe you might know from this little known anime series called Naruto, where they've been featured in several of their Best of Naruto song compilation albums, I think up to like 6 times by now. Flow's most recent album, Tribal Rhythm, which was released in just April of this year, is their 11th studio album. The album features their newest single, Neiro, as well as some other songs that will be used in other familiar anime titles, such as Naruto Boruto and Code Geass. The release of this album also explores a documentary of the group's 15th anniversary tour, which they took last year. Before we continue with the rest of this episode, here are some announcements. We are still looking for people interested to join our podcast. If you thought you'd like to apply and join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast in the world, check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details. Also, a heads up to all our JTop 10 listeners, it is now May, our Listener Appreciation Month. I hope you haven't forgotten to get your song requests in, because this is for you and it's regardless whether you are a patron donor or not. And let's get back to the show. So enough with this chit-chat and let's get on to the music. Up next is their 2010 single, Sign.
Number 5.
I realize that screaming pain, hearing loud in my brain, but I'm going straight ahead with this car.
Take me down, you won't 痛みはないからね。その
らない強さよりも傷つけない優しさを、その声はどこか悲しそうで、かけ違えたボタンみたいに心からだ離れていった。もう一度心を掴んで伝えに来たよ。傷は取ったのって世界に押し潰されてしまう前に覚えてるかな。涙の空をあの痛みが君のことを守ってくれた。その痛みがいつも君を守ってる。
Sign is Flow's 18th single, which was used as the 6th opening theme song for Naruto Shippuden. This also serves as the first time Flow has contributed to the Naruto Shippuden series. With this being another Flow song given to the Naruto series, Flow became one of the most frequently featured artists in the entire show. Up next is their 2016 single, Kaze no Uta.
Number 4.
風の歌、目を閉じれば心の声。
Kaze no Uta was used as the opening theme song for the first season of the anime series Tales of Zestria the Cross. In the second season of the same anime series, Flo's 2017 single Innocence was used as its ending theme song. I really liked this music video because it wasn't like a typical Flo video where it's just them singing or jumping around. It actually features the entire band learning a ribbon dance from rhythmic gymnastics. And throughout the entire video, the band showcases dramatic moments where learning the choreography becomes very frustrating and then getting annoyed with using the ribbons that are used in rhythmic gymnastics. But I feel like the group did really well, the shapes were so beautiful, and they definitely stood out because of their enthusiasm and that orange ribbon that they were using. Before we continue with the rest of this episode, I would like to just make some more announcements. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. For full details, check out jtop10.jp or email our sales manager, Amanda, at amanda@jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Also, why not join our Patreon Donors Club? It's the best way to hear more tracks on our podcast, including the full 10 songs in this episode, and on our other Artists of the Month and special episodes. Starting at just $8 a month, visit our website at jtop10.jp/club for more details. Up next is their 2008 single, World End.
Number 3.
World End is the group's 16th single, which was used as the second opening theme song for Code Geass Hangyaku no Lulushu R2, which is Code Geass Lulush of the Rebellion R2, which is the second season in the Code Geass series. This song comes off Flo's fifth album titled Number 5, which was made 11 years after their debut into the Japanese music industry. The album was released following the group's roughly year-and-a-half-long tour, Isle, and their first appearance at Nippon Budokan. Up next is their 2018 single, Oneness.
Number 2.
Oneness was created to mark the group's return to Nippon Budokan earlier this year in January, which is actually their first appearance at Nippon Budokan in nearly 10 years. The theme song for Oneness has this echoing sound of whoa, whoa, which was purposefully created to create a sense of oneness between the band and their devoted audience. The music video for Oneness shows the process of flow recording the music of the song. It also features little moments of the group laughing in the studio to a group of people helping record the chorus in the studio itself. The video then also highlights other artists supporting the group. Personally, this is probably the most mellow of flow songs in this entire episode, and I believe this might be the most unique video they've had since Kaze no Uta. Before we continue, here are some final announcements. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Rekka, by sending her an email at recca@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the show. Now our Japanese translator, Miki, will make this announcement in Japanese.
Indies musician の方へお知らせです。ご自身が作った日本の曲を宣伝したいとお考えでしたら、私たちの音楽監督レッカまでメールでご連絡ください。アドレスは recca@jtop10.jp です。 recca@jtop10.jp です。メールにポッドキャストで取り上げてほしい曲を忘れず添付してください。
And our final song for this episode is none other than their 2004 single Go
Number 1.
Right here, right now.
Go is Flo's fourth single and was used as the fourth opening theme song for Naruto. Due to the popularity of the band and the anime series Naruto, it helped the song stay on the Oricon charts for 22 straight weeks. This is the longest time that a Flo song has been on the charts consecutively. The song is still even popular today, 15 years after its initial release. The music video features an alien-cyborg hybrid a la Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator learning how to skateboard and very much playing into the early 2000s punk aesthetic. And that's the end of our episode. I hope that you guys have enjoyed listening to this episode on Flo. I've actually really enjoyed this a little bit. I've gotten to know this band a bit better now, I feel, because I'm not a very big Flo fan myself. But I have actually seen them perform live before at an anime event that was held in Malaysia a couple years ago. They've actually come back to Malaysia quite a few times and most of Southeast Asia, especially Singapore, to perform at a lot of anime festivals and events. If you have the chance to go watch them, please do. They are really good live. And their style of music, I think it's really suitable in like a stadium or a live concert arena style. I've always associated Flo with big, handsome arena style music. So it's really interesting to see how they've grown in the last couple of years, I think since the 2016 song Kaze no Uta. And even with Oneness, it was interesting listening to them change their music style a little bit. And following this, I like to say that towards the end of this episode, comparing 2018 Flo to 2004 Flo has been really interesting. You guys should watch the music videos for Oneness and Go and see how it's evolved over the time, because it's really cool to see how all these old musicians, I say old, they are old, like their drummer is 50 years old this year, which is bizarre, and the rest of the band members are in their mid-40s this year. So yeah, Flo has been around for a very long time, and it's been really interesting watching how they've taken like a Smashing Pumpkins style of punk rock music and then mellowed out a little bit now, but it's still pretty much J-rock. So yeah, FYI, our first Listener Appreciation Month will begin after this episode with Eric, who will be giving all you listeners the latest top 10 songs in Japan along with 3 extra songs for our Patreon donors. So I'll see you next month in June on another Artist of the Month episode. Bye! Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.